Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup last night. I watched a lot of that game. God, every single Florida Panthers game that I watched this year, it started with the Toronto series, and then I watched some of that Carolina series just to see how the Caps would have fared against Florida. And I think I said in the moment, I don't think they would have fared very well. They just looked every game that I watched them in, not start to finish, but enough of games, like easily the best team. But Chris Russell will help us sort out the Florida Panthers and what they're in the midst of. They were not the best team during the regular season, but they just won a second Stanley Cup. Chris will join us at 10:40. I will weigh in on the Caitlin Clark situation from last night. If you're not familiar with what happened last night, I'll explain it coming up here shortly. But the Nats lost again last night, 10-6 to Colorado. They gave up 7 home runs in the game to Colorado. For the Rockies, that tied a franchise best. They had 4 home runs in one inning, which also tied a franchise all-time best. How about 4 home runs in one inning, the 7th, as they stretched a 3-1 lead to 9-1. The Nats did get themselves, 4 runs in the 9th, but they were down 10-2 entering that inning. So, given Dave Martinez's comments after Saturday's loss to Miami, when he was asked about the lack of offensive production, and he said, look, trying to parse out reasons for it, blame for it, if you will. He said, well, it's not on the coaches. It's never the coaches. And that didn't go over well, as Andrew Golden from the Post told us on Monday. Chelsea James mentioned it yesterday with us. The players were not very happy about that. And, the timing of it was that they had lost after Sunday 8 games in a row, including 3 straight to a bad Miami team with Colorado coming to town. Colorado, as I mentioned, one of the worst teams we've ever seen in the first half of a Major League Baseball season. And they've come in for the first 2 of 4 games with the Nats, and they've won the first 2. So in most situations, when you've got a manager that has not had a winning record since winning the World Series in 2019, but they have not had a winning record and a massively losing record since, in most places, that manager would have been in trouble a long time ago. In this situation, they've stuck with them, in part because, ownership isn't giving this team maybe the chance that they perhaps deserve this year with some young talent and an opportunity had they added a bit more to be a better team. Mike Rizzo, I think the best general manager in town for many, many years, although AP giving him a run for his money for sure. And look, the Caps have done a nice job too. Mike Rizzo comes on every Wednesday? I think it's today. He was on today with the Junkies, and I think he makes a weekly appearance with the Junkies. And the Junkies got after it with him. They asked him, about Davey's, situation. Here's what Mike Rizzo said.
When he made the comments about don't blaming the coaches. You got to look at the players. They got to play better. Did you agree with that when you heard that?
Yeah, here's my take on that. It's, you know, Dave Martinez is as player friendly managers I've ever had. You know, he and Dusty Baker to me run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, you know, one of the, you know, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. You know, he does two a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, you know, he's flawless. But, yeah, you know, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, you know, we were six, what are we, six or seven, eight in a row at that time. And got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough. But when tough times come, you have to deal with it. And, to me, Davey's the same manager in the clubhouse when there's no cameras on him and there's no media in the room. He's the same guy. He was in the Marlins series as he was October 30th of 2019.
Right.
So certainly that, and that's the first time I've heard it, doesn't seem like Davey's going anywhere. By the way, the first part of what he said, Tom yesterday with me, and Tom is very close to Mike Rizzo and a lot of people in that organization and covers the team very closely. The thing that he said to me yesterday is that Dave Martinez is one of the most player-friendly managers in the game and has been. Players love him. He never throws players under the bus. And what Mike Rizzo said there to start, you know, Davey is, you know, as player-friendly a manager as there is. He does hundreds of interviews, and he got caught in sort of a frustrating moment. I hear that. I think that that's completely true. We haven't, I mean, I don't think we have, that there have been a lot of instances in where Dave Martinez has made major headlines. My first reaction to hearing that for the first time is that Dave Martinez is not going anywhere. And maybe it's the right decision for him not to go anywhere. And look, Mike Rizzo and those guys live it every day. They know what kind of person he is. They know what the locker room feels like, and they can take the temperature. They know what the temperature is, whether or not, you know, guys are quitting on him or bailing on him. But I thought that first part of the comment was exactly what Lavero said to me yesterday. Tommy said, this is so out of character for him. He is as player-friendly a manager as there's been in the game. And to sort of, at least the perception was, and look, the words said as much, throw players under the bus. Tommy also suggested, look, he's also very protective of his coaches, of everybody on that managerial and coaching staff. And that was part of it as well. There was more, though, from Mike Rizzo. Here's the second soundbite, Max. This is the one that you slugged as Mike Rizzo on Davey's job security.
Even though you've lost 10, Davey's still your guy. You can't make a change. It's not going to. It's worthless.
Here's what I'll say about that. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since we are family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulations that he can handle a roster. He can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And
okay.
We've, my track record is I have fired managers in midseason. I've fired managers after season. I've fired coaches midseason. I've fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. I said, and we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is. And I think that that's where my feelings are right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going all the way back to 79, the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, they haven't won a World Series since, and Dave Martinez won a World Series in his second season in Washington. And at that point, they had gone 82-80 in year one, 93-69 in year two, and won the World Series, beating the Astros in seven games without one win at home for either team in the series. Since then, it's been a disaster. 26-34. Look, the COVID year. No organization in sports got as unlucky as Washington did with COVID. Following the first World Series in almost 100 years, you had a franchise that would have benefited significantly in terms of new revenue, incremental revenue opportunities, corporate sponsors, tickets sold, you know, merchandise, etc. And there was a 60-game season that got started late. They couldn't even celebrate. We couldn't celebrate this team in proper fashion. Not to mention that their owners are, you know, real estate, commercial real estate guys, and that was getting obliterated at the same time. And since, look, they finished, since the World Series, they finished in last place three times and in fourth place, next to last, twice. And this year, you know, very much looking like another season in which they are going to finish either fourth or dead last, fifth in the National League East. But Mike Rizzo, to his credit, like, he has fired, you know, in season. He has made changes. And they understand where that locker room is. They also probably understand you need a solution before you start shooting people. You know, that's in life in every, you know, situation, unless it's really bad and you can't do any, you know, harm by making a switch. But from what I've been told, they don't have an obvious replacement on staff. And because he's in the final year of his deal, they can address this at the end of the season. They're not going to be a wild card team this year. They're in the player development mode. And if Dave Martinez is good at that and isn't as good as, you know, managing a bullpen as he is in the development of young players like James Wood and Dylan Cruz, etc., you know, what's the point, especially if you don't have a solution? There was one more, I think, Mike Rizzo on ownership pressure. Here's what he said.
You know, their approach to the 10-game winning streak is they're very happy about it. You know, they're extremely excited about it. No, we're all very frustrated with it. We're all concerned with it, and you know, we have to play better. And we work as, you know, everything we do here is a team. I'm responsible for everything that goes on in baseball. The good and the bad and the 10-game losing streak. That's my team that I put out there, and I take responsibility for the successes and the failures of this franchise, and I think that's what leaders do, and I will continue to do that, and we'll continue to strive for to put the best product on the field that the DC people could be proud of.
Mike Rizzo from the Junkies, last hour. Look, they've got two more with Colorado to try to break this 10-game losing skid. And then they go out west. Three against the Dodgers, three against the Padres, then three against the Angels, which is the weak spot of the schedule between now and the All-Star break, because after the Angels, they come home and they face the first-place Tigers, they face Boston, St. Louis, and Milwaukee on the road. I mean, brutal, brutal stretch schedule-wise coming up for the Nationals after these two games against Colorado. I mean, it could get very, very ugly. And could get to that point in which no matter what you think is best, you know, in the moment for the organization, you know, you don't have an obvious solution, it can't get any worse, we're okay, he's still well-liked, etc. You do get to that point where, let's just say if the losing streak, you know, got to 15 or 18, where optically you have a customer base that's going to wonder if you're asleep at the wheel if you don't do something. So it certainly sounds like there isn't going to be anything happening with respect to Davey Martinez's job in the short term, no matter what happens. You look at their schedule between now and the All-Star break, it is brutal, and they could end up, you know, in a different, you know, situation a week and a half from now, if that losing skid is 15 or 16 or 17 games, or something like 16 out of 17, or 17 out of 19, or something like that, if it got to that point. All right, Chris Russell is going to join us next. The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup title last night, and that's two in a row for them. How good are they? Is this a dynasty? Can we refer to it as such in a sport where there have been dynasties, and yet it seems like the results are so random? Those two things are in conflict for sure. We'll get to that next.
All right, as you just heard, the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions with a dominant win to close out the series, winning 5-1. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe after leading the league in playoff goals with 15. Tyrese Halliburton has undergone an MRI for a right calf strain to determine the severity of his injury. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle says they are prepared to play with or without him. The Nats, they dropped 10 in a row after getting blown out by the Rockies 10-6. The Nats gave up 7 home runs, 4 of those come in the 7th inning. The Nats get going against the Rockies tonight at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports, and that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.